Nolte, woke chickens come home to roost at Disney, Netflix, Twitter, CNN. By John Nolte on April 23, 2022. The devastation done to the woke Gestapo at Disney, Netflix, Twitter, and CNN is glorious and proof of God's love for us. As you know, my mantra since the woke terror began has been, hang in there. This won't last. I was confident of this for two reasons. One, woke is a violation of human nature, and two, this is still America. Now, if you spend all your time on social media and consuming cable news, including Fox News, you are not aware America is still America. But once you escape that toxic echo chamber and spend some time in the real world with real people, you will discover that Americans of all stripes are just like you. They just want to be entertained. They don't care about skin color. They find people whose entire identity is based on what they do with their sex organs obnoxious and tiresome. Oh, and you'd better leave their children the fuck alone. And because this is still America, the woke cretins are at long last getting what they have coming to them. Let's start with CNN. For more than a decade, I've been telling you CNN's power is a mirage. CNN is not popular. In fact, CNN is a punchline out here in the real world. Mention CNN in a waiting room, and people start to laugh. What artificially props CNN up is a left-wing affirmative action program called cable TV, where suckers like you continue to pay a fortune every month to cable channels that hate you. That's how CNN stays in business. It has nothing to do with merit. I also told you that if CNN was ever forced to survive in a real market economy, it could not survive. Well, CNN Plus was forced to survive in the real market economy and lasted only 3 weeks. LOL. CNN is a woke, left-wing propaganda outlet that spreads conspiracy theories and political violence, and it just got punched in the face by America. The woke Nazis at Twitter have watched their stock drop from $70 per share in July of last year to $33 per share in February. Why? Because it's a dishonest company run by childish bullies, and this is still America. The Twitter era is over, and the smart money knows it. You cannot run a company like Twitter runs Twitter. You can't blacklist the President of the United States and welcome the Taliban and the President of Russia. You can't have arbitrary censorship rules that sound like a mean little kid making it up as they go along. You can't interfere in America's presidential election using lies about a hacked laptop when everyone knew it was real. Two things are going to happen to Twitter. Either Elon Musk will succeed with his takeover bid and right the free speech ship, or one of Twitter's competitors will break through. Regardless, Twitter's era as a growth company is over. Netflix had it all. Netflix not only invented the idea of streaming TV, but Netflix also figured out what it had before anyone else and immediately borrowed billions of dollars to create exactly what it needed. Original content no competitor could take away from them. But what did Netflix go and do? First, it spent those billions of dollars on hundreds of woke shows and movies no one watches. As a Netflix streaming subscriber going back into the 2000s, it is simply remarkable to open the Netflix portal and gander at a $10 billion pile of shit. Second, Netflix gave that grotesque, sex-obsessed fetishist Ryan Murphy $300 million to create something around a dozen flops. Third, they went after our kids with that indefensible cuties movie. And now, every Netflix show and movie is gay, transsexual, white guilt, environmental hectoring from smugly unattractive characters. Which is why, whenever you look at Netflix's top 10, it's 10-year-old box office disappointments like Cleaner, 2007, and The Call, 2013, always topping Netflix's original content. The result? In the last 6 months, Netflix's stock price has tumbled from $671 to $215. The company is also starting to shred subscribers. The fix is easy. Grow up, Netflix, and behave like a studio instead of a mewling gerbil to the talent. Produce content people actually want to watch. Although it holds all the cards, Netflix is constantly bending over to please the talent when the talent is mostly made up of a bunch of self-involved, self-important babies who wouldn't know the real world if it kissed them on the mouth. Finally, there's Disney. A company built on the wonderful idea of preserving and protecting the innocence of children while teaching them healthy values to help them grow into well-adjusted adults. That same Disney just pulled the most self-destructive bait and switch in history. This company is so lacking in self-awareness, So out of touch with the real world, it just stormed out of the closet to out itself as a mob of child predators and groomers determined to sexualize five-year-olds through its content and political action. Disney is now run and staffed by sexual degenerates who will not stop until every single American child has been traumatized into one of them. An unhappy, neurotic, damaged, shallow, bullying, narcissistic freak whose sole identity is defined by their sex life. The damage Disney has done to its reputation is permanent. The stock price is plummeting. The era of Disney as a growth company has come to an end. Also, thanks to Governor Ron DeSantis, RFL, the corporate welfare and sweetheart deals Disney enjoyed have been revoked. No longer can Disney use millions of dollars that should go to taxpayers to defile our children. All of the above was inevitable, and I promise you there is more to come. Despite the corporate media's gaslighting campaign to make you feel outnumbered, you are not. This is still America. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.